At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I think President Trump's been clear. He wants to be asked, I think, to come in. I think it's the politics of this is shocking, I'll be honest with you. I can't actually believe the Democrats are on the wrong side of another 80-20 issue, which is cracking down on violent crime. You have a president now who's taken on issues that people said were intractable, that were problematic, you couldn't solve. The problem at the border, remember they said that Joe Biden threw his hands up, said, I can't do anything about it. President Trump came in, we've solved the border crisis. Now you've got this crime in one of the, you know, the worst crime cities in America, Washington, D.C., and you have an 85% reduction in carjackings, a 50% reduction in robberies. He's solving the problem. So,
you know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
All right, Jim Carafano back with us from the Heritage Foundation. Jim, how are you on this Friday morning?
Good morning, my friend. I'm sorry, 80-20 is the new what? Right? Everything's 80-20 these days.
It seems to be the breakdown that people like, but the president likes to point out that many of these are probably 90-10 or maybe 95-5 issues, and Donald Trump has convinced Democrats to defend open borders and defend rampant crime in their cities. It's wild.
Right. And, you know, I know we've talked before about the global effect, because, you know, I travel all over the world. And one of the things I'm increasingly seeing is a lot of people looking at the United States and seeing the secure borders, the dealing with illegal immigration, putting your economy first, you know, dealing with crime in the cities, and then looking at their politician and go, hey, you know, what are we, you know, Swiss cheese here? Come on, you know, how come you guys can't deliver? So there is a global Trump effect on this. It's crazy.
I've wondered what the reaction's been around the world. You know, I saw that contrast between how European leaders were, you know, was it Angela Merkel sitting on a desk staring down at Donald Trump back in 2016 or 2017? And, you know, fast forward to this past week or 2 weeks ago when they're all sitting in the Oval Office in front of the Resolute desk, and he's clearly the man in charge. I mean, the leadership difference there, the approach from the European leader standpoint is a miraculous turnaround.
So I'm, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because I'm getting ready to go on Fox Business and talk about Ukraine, and you know, you always bring something new to the table that people haven't heard before. So one of the things I realized is that I've had a number of conversations with some very senior European officials lately, and you know, where a year ago people would say, well, what is Donald Trump going to prove to me, you know, that he is going to support the transatlantic community, that he's not going to abandon NATO, and he's not going to abandon Ukraine. And you don't hear that anymore. And not only do you not hear that anymore, when you're in meetings with these folks, with other Americans who, you know, aren't Trump fans, and they say, well, aren't you worried about Trump abandoning NATO or Trump not doing something to Ukraine or, you know, Trump being a reliable security partner? The Europeans just ignore the question and move on. Oh. So clearly, I mean, and these okay, again, this is not your kind of rank and file Yahoo, right, or, you know, the German media or something. These are the people that are managing and running the country and dealing with Donald Trump on a day-to-day basis. And you know, what if there's a Trump derangement syndrome vaccine, you know, apparently they all double dose.
This was Jim. We're talking to Jim Carafano from Heritage. This was Caroline Leavitt yesterday when asked about Vladimir Putin and Mr. Zelensky. Listen.
Perhaps both sides of this war are not ready to end it themselves. The president wants it to end, but the leaders of these two countries need it to end and want it to end, must want it to end as well. And I think the president will make some additional statements on this later.
Yeah, so do you think the president's reached the conclusion that neither side really is ready to go to the negotiating table, or they were still bombing Kyiv yesterday?
Right, yeah, Sorry, you know, I keep looking for a quiet place where there's no truck, and then it's like a giant truck drives by.
Yeah.
look, I think the reality is, and I know rhetorically Trump tries to sound balanced, but the reality is the Ukrainians have literally signed up for everything Donald Trump wants. They are totally on board. they're on board with the Europeans. I mean, what they've been very clear about, which I think is very realistic, is why would they give the Russians an inch of territory that the Russians didn't take on the battlefield?
Now, right.
Everybody understands that they may not be able to, fight back and reclaim all their land the way much of West Germany was lost in during the Cold War. But to ask them to kind of give up their own territory voluntarily, particularly territory that's strategically important for the defense of Ukraine, they're not going to do that. And I think we realize that. So this is really all on Putin. And if you run the table, Putin, if it's he believes the generals are going to win this war in 3 months, or he's holding out for the best deal he can, or he doesn't know what to do, look at the reality of where we are today. He's not going to win the war in 3 months. The summer offensive is already fizzled out. European-American solidarity is actually stronger. There's no path to the disintegration of support in the West. That's done. He's actually having more problems with his allies. He's put the Indians and the Americans in a crosshair with each other over Russia. That's made the Indians really uncomfortable. It's been bad for them. The Iranians feel that they've been abandoned by the Russians, so there's no love lost there. The Chinese are negotiating with the Americans, and the more aggressive the Russians are, the more difficult it makes for the Chinese. So we say we have no cards to play. Forget that we have no cards to play. No, he has no chips. There's no poker table. There's not even a waitress bringing him a drink. He is sitting there all alone, and he's got a choice. Either he cuts a deal or cuts his losses and accepts that, he is not going to get everything he wants, or Trump will run him into the ground. And I've said this before, this is not the Donald Trump that you want to face. When Donald Trump walks into a situation and it's win-win, okay, no deal, Trump's going to win anyway because he's going to protect America's interests. Deal, Trump's going to protect America's interests and he's going to get a Nobel Peace Prize. You never want to face Donald Trump where he wins, whether the roulette ball comes up, red or black. That's not a place to be in. Putin's in a bad, bad place, I think.
Wow, that's an interesting point of view. That's why we love having you on, Jim. Listen, appreciate your time. Have fun on Fox Business.
All right, thanks, friend.